Hey, it's Bayan from Wandsworth Radio. The kids are all right. Today I am in Sacred Heart Primary School in Battersea, and I've come down here actually to deliver a workshop which is all about how amazing they are. It's called the Amazing Me Workshop. and what's been brilliant is that the young children have been getting to do things all about self-esteem and confidence and making a transition to secondary school. And through the show today, you're going to be hearing from them about how amazing they are and the things that are challenging or the things that they are going to be concerned about for secondary school, and of course what they're looking forward to as well. And we'll be hearing from Wale Thomas, their teacher, who will be telling us also about just how awesome the kids are and why he thinks a workshop like this is very necessary. So stay tuned, lots of songs coming up. Okay, so I'm with some of the students from Sacred Heart School. So we've done the Amazing Me workshop, and I just wanted to ask some of them. They've done a really great workshop today, looking at self-belief and confidence in themselves. But I just want to find out about some of the challenges that they believe might be ahead of them for secondary school.
Bullying.
Why do you think bullying might be a major factor in secondary school?
It might be a major factor in secondary school because most of them are bigger than you, and then they can pick on you because they want something from you, or maybe you're extra smart.
Okay, so what do you think?
Well, I think looking around schools, seeing how big they are, you could get lost, and I think that's one of the biggest challenges, because when you get into the school you may not know where to go because it's your first time. And I'm looking forward to meeting new friends, because here right now I've got friends that I'm not happy to leave them, but I do know that I'm going to make more friends.
That's great. One of the challenges I think I'll face is meeting new friends. It was also a benefit meeting new friends, but it's a real challenge for me because no one in the school that I am at currently is coming to my new school. So that's a challenge for me, but also one of the good things about going to a new school is that I get to be in a new environment and meet new friends.
One of the challenges I think I would face is the really packed timetable that we're going to have, because here we have one teacher for every subject, but at secondary school we have different teachers and we do a variety of subjects every day, and so that means that we will get a lot of homework as well, which will be normally for the next lesson. So getting used to the fact that we have to learn where different rooms are and different teachers' names and things like that might be hard.
What do you think would help you to learn about where the teachers are going to be and where the rooms are going to be? What do you think you could do to help you?
Well, at my school they said that if we ever get lost, they have a student services place where we could find help, and they also said that at the beginning they were going to give us a timetable and telling us and the map to see which routes and where to get where. But we could also we have different buddies from higher years, and that they will also make sure that we get to classes safely.
That's great. So it sounds like you're going to have to take a little bit more responsibility than normal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, it actually makes me feel kind of happy, because having more responsibility sort of prepares you for what's going to come ahead. Because if you have the same sort of responsibility as now, when you get double, then it will be a big surprise to you. Whereas here we can get used to it, and then we will not be as much surprised when we get older.
That's excellent. And what school are you going to?
Ursuline in Wimbledon.
Wonderful. You excited about going?
Yes.
I was so excited about going to my secondary school that I wore my new school shoes all through the summer. I couldn't stop wearing them. I was so excited. Well, all the best. And what's your name?
Megan.
Thanks, Megan. Good luck in year seven.
Bye.
Wandsworth!
Oh!
Stars!
Hi, my name is Aria Bennett, and what makes me amazing is that I am talented by singing and I am very active.
I am Amia, and I'm amazing because I never let people I never get upset when people let me down.
Hi, I'm Joshi Bird, and I am amazing at dancing.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm amazing at being a good friend.
Hi, I'm Sadie, and I'm amazing at dancing, swimming and art.
Hi, I'm Borja, and I'm amazing at stop motion.
Okay, so I'm Joshua King, and I'm good at art, maths, and every sport. Yeah.
Peter. I am amazing by being extra tall and reaching stuff that other people can't reach.
Hi, my name is Rashawn and I'm amazing at music, singing, rapping, and sports and science. Those are my favourite things I'm good at.
Hi, I'm Tyrese and I am 11. And I'm really good at sports. I enjoy sports as well. I'm playing on the computer. One of my main qualities is being good at sports and stubbornness, because I find my stubbornness helps me to never give up in everything I could do academically and physically.
Mr. T, you invited me into the school to deliver the workshop.
Absolutely.
Why do you think it was necessary for the children?
Well, I think firstly to have someone who can be a role model, someone who is confident, who shows confidence, exudes confidence, who shows belief in themselves. I think the kids need to see that as a model, you know, and that gives them a chance, you know, to believe themselves, that, you know, they're looking, oh gosh, this person, you know, is clear, speaks, walks around confidently. This is what I need to take to secondary school. And it's all about building the foundations. If you can get that, if you know, in primary school, even in my classroom, I think about self-belief first. Believe in yourself, and then you can achieve other things. Believe, then you can achieve. You know, it's so important to have that. And, you know, it goes back to, you know, the self-esteem, you know, the value, the worth you have of yourself. And that was why I wanted you to come in, you know, having met you and, you know, been on your show. It was really lovely to, you know, to have someone like that to come in with a lot to say, with an understanding of, okay, I've got a child as well. She's been through this. And, you know, there's gaps where children need to know who they are, where they're coming from, so they can, you know, find out where they're going. And that, you know, that was important.
You've had a bit of feedback from the kids. What are they saying about the workshop?
Yeah, no, they really enjoyed it. They spoke about, you know, making the hat, making the tree. They spoke about just being more confident. They spoke about, okay, the expectation of, you know, if we get it right from the beginning, from the foundation, you know, the rest follows. It's positive, it's good, and that's what the children need. That for secondary school, they need it. It's about being positive, because, you know, life throws up challenges, and, you know, they've been here for 6 or 7 years. Now it's time to move on, to leave the nest and to move on to sort, you know, to something which is bigger, which is different. And you've got to know who you are. You've got to be strong in that.
Thanks, Mr. T.
We're from Sacred Heart Battersea,
and we're going to see.